Bibles this morning. We're going to be over in Ephesians chapter 6. This morning I want to talk about prayer and vigilance. And that word vigilance is to be alert with watchfulness. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Now, I don't know about y'all, but every day, it don't matter, especially on Sundays though, but every day the devil's always tempting us with something. It doesn't matter when you get up. It might be when you first get up. It might be in the middle of the day. It might be in the evening. But he has always got something he's tempting us with. And that's why we need to have the full armor of God on every day. The description of the Christian soldier given by Paul is compact and comprehensive. Paul describes himself as always being in a conflict, and that has many fluctuating seasons. Seasons of prosperity and adversity, light and darkness, victory and defeat. Paul said that we must pray in all seasons and with all prayer. Prayer is part of the armor of God, which help us in our daily battles. If he fights to win, the Christian soldier must pray much. Only by this means can we defeat the devil. Praying always with all prayer is the divine direction given to us in Ephesians 6:18. This covers all seasons of our life, no matter how good or how bad things are. I know a lot of times you might be sick or something, or just the devil's just beating you up and you just don't really feel like praying at all. You just don't even feel like talking to anybody. You don't want to pray about anything. And I don't know if y'all get like that, but sometimes I get like, especially when I'm sick and I don't want to, you know, you could pray to God and he might make you feel better, but a lot of times you won't even do that. And that's what the devil, he defeats us in situations like that many times. Praying always with all prayer is the divine direction given to us in Ephesians 6:18. This covers all seasons of our life, no matter how good or bad things are. Christian soldiers fighting the good fight of faith have access to a place of retreat when they continually spend time in prayer. Praying always with all prayer is a clear statement of the necessity we need for much praying. It cannot be stated too frequently that the life of a Christian is a life of warfare. We are in a constant battle. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." It involves effort, wrestling and struggling in order for us to be strong in the Lord. We must put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I've told y'all this before, but it's easy for me to get out in the yard or out in the shop and find something to do and just keep myself busy. But when it comes to sitting down and studying and reading God's word, I have a difficult time doing that, and I have to just make myself to do that. In order to do that, from start to finish, the Christian life is war. And from the very moment when a Christian first draws his sword, and that being the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, the Christian warrior is compelled to work hard as a good soldier. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. It says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Many Christians have a misconception of the Christian life and are misled by the world, by the flesh, by the devil, and even by other Christians. They seem to scarcely realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose their onward march and will utterly defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. The Christian soldier wrestles not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Paul understood the character of the Christian life well and was thoroughly informed of the believer and the number of the foes that the disciple of the Lord must encounter. So Paul tells us that we need to put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Only having part of the armor of God is kind of like going fishing and taking your bait and leaving your fishing pole at home. You ain't going to catch any fish. Or having a toolbox with no tools in it. Look at Ephesians chapter 6 again, in verses 13 through 18. It says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Knowing the truth is good, having the breastplate of righteousness is good, knowing the gospel is good, having the shield of faith is good, having the helmet of salvation is really good, but if you don't have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, you're not going to be ready to fight when the enemy tries to attack you. Having on the whole armor of God helps us fight all of these things that Paul warns us about in Ephesians 6. Just like having tools in a toolbox is necessary if we want to work on things, or having a fishing pole to go with our bait when we go fishing. Paul also said, after you put on the whole armor of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I don't know about y'all, but if I ever get in a hurry in the morning time and don't read my Bible and don't pray, then the devil, he attacks me extra hard that day because I didn't get in God's Word, I didn't pray to God, and I just skipped those things because I got in too big a hurry. I got caught up in the worldly things, and that's what the devil wants us to do. Prayer and more prayer adds to the fighting qualities and more victories of God's good fighters. The power of prayer is most forceful on the battlefield amid the noise and strife of the conflict. Paul's life was a life of intense conflict, the facing of many adversaries, the exercise of sleepless vigilance and constant effort. Toward the end of Paul's battle, he chanted, "I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith," 2 Timothy 4:7. You know, toward the end of our lives, it would be good if we could be like Paul and say, "We have kept the faith, and we have fought a good fight, and we have finished our course." In his epistle to the Romans, Paul indicated the nature of his soldier life and gave us some views of the kind of praying that was needed. Look in Romans chapter 15. Romans chapter 15 and verses 30 and 31. It says, "Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judea, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of all of the saints." You know, Paul was asking the fellow brethren to help him, to pray for him. You know, that's a lot of times what we do with our burdens. We keep them all in here, and when we could ask somebody else, "Hey, can you pray for me? Can you pray for so-and-so?" A lot of times we don't do that. We just want to, I don't know if it's pride or what it is, but we need to let the fellow brethren and to pray for us and to help us pray for whatever situation that we're going through. Paul had enemies in Judea who harassed and opposed him, among other reasons that led him to ask the Roman Christians to help him by praying to God for him. The King James Bible says, "Strive together with me in prayer." The word "strive" means to devote serious effort or energy. The NIV and the NLT both reword the whole verse and take out the word "strive" and replace it with "join me." The word "join me" means to come together. We can come together with little effort, but if we strive to do something, it's going to take great effort and some time and energy. As a church, we ought to strive together to pray for each other, to lift each other up, and not just when there is something wrong, but daily, because we are all in the same battle as saved Christians. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, pray for your pastor and his family. Pray for the Sunday school teachers, the piano player, the song leader, the new people that visit our church, and pray for our church as a whole. 1 Peter 5:8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Don't you think it's important to put forth some effort when we pray? Don't you think that it's important to strive together in your prayers to God for your fellow Christians? The Christian soldier is to pray at all seasons and under all circumstances. We must pray in times of peace as well as in times of trouble. Christian soldiers must be as intense in their praying as in their fighting, for their victories will depend much more on their praying than on their fighting. Ephesians 6:18 says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Prayer and supplication must supplement the armor of God. The Holy Spirit must aid the supplication with his own plea, and the soldier must pray in the Spirit. The Christian soldier's prayer must reflect his profound concern for the success and well-being of the whole army. The battle is not altogether a personal matter. Victory cannot be achieved for self alone. There is a sense in which the entire army of Christ is involved. Christians should not limit their praying to themselves. We ought to call on other Christians to strive together with us in prayer. Note carefully that the Christian's armor is not complete unless prayer is added. Look at back in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, it says, "Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." Prayer is the connecting link of the armor of God. You know, there was a time when somebody might, you know, ask you, say, "Hey, pray for me," and you say, "Well, I'll pray for you," and then you don't think nothing else about it. But it don't take you but just like that to ask God, you know, "God, Lord, can you just be with this person, help this person with whatever they need?" Or, "Lord, can you help the doctors in this situation?" Or whatever it is, it don't take but just a minute for you to pray and ask God to help that person, instead of, you know, just forgetting all about it. Because there was a time when I was like that. I would just say, "Hey, I'm going to pray for you," and then I wouldn't think nothing else about it and didn't really pray for that person. But, you know, God convicted me about that. So that's just something to think about. This holds it together and renders it effective. Prayer is very important and absolutely essential to victory. The Christian soldier must always be fighting. Therefore, he or she must always be praying. The Christian soldier must always be on guard. The soldier is faced by a foe who never sleeps, who is always alert, and is always prepared to take advantage of the Christian soldier. Look over in Job chapter 2. Job chapter 2, verse 2. In Job 2, verse 2, it says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, From whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord, and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." So Satan is all around us. He is everywhere and all around us. Satan is always walking to and fro in the earth, tempting us and just waiting for us to mess up. We as Christians need to stay spiritually awake and watchful. Paul said in Ephesians 6:18, "Watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." The word perseverance means continued effort to do or achieve. The word supplication means an earnest request. We need to put forth the effort that is necessary and be watchful while making an earnest request to the Lord, and not just for ourselves, but for all of God's people. Rest assured that the devil never falls asleep. He is always seeking someone to devour. The devil will do whatever it takes to slip into our homes, our schools, our workplace, and even in our churches. Just as a shepherd must never be careless and unwatchful in case a wolf comes to devour his sheep, the Christian soldier must always have his or her eyes open all the time, watching and praying. It says in Peter, 1 Peter 5:8, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." That word sober, in this case here, means to be level-headed and to use common sense. The word vigilant is to be alert and watchful. Why do we need to be sober and vigilant? Because our adversary, our enemy, the devil, is walking about just waiting for his chance to devour us. The devil takes great pleasure in trying to destroy our homes, our marriages, our kids, and especially our relationship with the Lord. Colossians chapter 4, verse 2 says, "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving." We need to stay in prayer and always be watchful. We need to put forth some effort. We need to put in the work and do what we can to stop the devil from getting victory over us. We need to bind the devil in the name of Jesus. We need to submit ourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from us. James chapter 4, verse 7. And let's look at the seven pieces of the armor of God. We have been given the armor of God to help us fight against the devil. We don't have to live as defeated Christians. God gave us the armor that we need to engage in battle and to win. Look in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14, it says, "Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth." So number one, we're going to call it the belt of truth. We are to have our loins girt about with truth. In John 14:6, Jesus saith unto him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Jesus Christ is the truth, the first piece of the armor of God. So the first thing you need is the truth, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Number two is the breastplate of righteousness. It says in verse 14, "And having on the breastplate of righteousness." Righteousness means right living, an element of goodness that we are not capable of on our own. Number three is the gospel of peace. Number 15, it says, "And having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Ephesians 6:15 tells us of an important piece of the armor, our shoes. These coverings for our feet are being prepared with the gospel of peace, the word of God. The shoes that protect us from the devil and keep us from going to wrong places and protect us from pain that may come our way. Number three, the gospel of peace. Number four the shield of faith. Verse 16, it says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. The shield of faith is a defense weapon. It can be used to protect every part of our body. By simply having the shield of faith, we can defend ourselves from the fiery darts of the devil. Number 4, the shield of faith. Number 5, the helmet of salvation. Verse 17, it says, and take the helmet of salvation. The helmet of salvation is a gift we are given when we get saved. Number 5, the helmet of salvation. Number 6, the sword of the Spirit. It says in 17, it says, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The sword of the Spirit is God's Word. God's Word is what we must use to fight these spiritual battles, and it's not any good to us if we don't pick it up and use it. Number 6 was the sword of the Spirit. Number 7 is prayer. Verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. This is the final piece of the armor of God. It is a weapon that we can use at any time. It is a weapon that Jesus himself used. We are told throughout the Gospels how Jesus went away to pray to the Father. He was setting an example for us to follow. Ephesians 6 reminds us that our warfare is real and that these battles will only be won by getting our strength from the Lord. Without him, we are marching completely unprepared into life's battles. That's what I have for this morning. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for just allowing us to come to your house this morning, Lord, and just read and study your word, Lord. I pray that you just be with the next hour, Lord. I pray that you just be with Brother Drew as he brings a message. I pray that you just be with the singing. I pray that you be with the ones that come out, Lord. And I pray that you just open our minds and our hearts and our ears, Lord, that we'll receive it, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.